the best way I can set up what happened last night, Laura Ingraham did all the work. It's about a minute and a half clip, audio clip from her show last night, talking about what really went down with this town hall. And then I'll give you my thoughts about it, because there's an article from the Philadelphia MSN whatever website. But we'll talk about that. But let's take a listen to what Laura Ingraham had to say about last night's quote-unquote independent town hall with President Trump.
President Trump finishing up a Pennsylvania town hall just moments ago. It was hosted by ABC News and former Clintonite George Stephanopoulos, but the DNC may as well have put the whole thing on.
You should know that some of these people voted for you last time around. Some voted for Hillary Clinton.
Why did you throw vulnerable people like me under the bus?
Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing? And why don't you wear a mask more often?
Why would you downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities?
And then there was this moment.
Should pre-existing conditions, which Obamacare brought to fruition, be removed?
No.
Without, please stop and let me finish my question, sir. Should that be removed?
I hope you are taken seriously. I hope you are. And we are not going to hurt anything having to do with pre-existing conditions. They will not do that, because they have socialized.
I have to stop you there.
You've been trying to strike down pre-existing conditions.
I have it already, and it's a much better plan for you, and it's a much better plan.
Joining me.
So as you can tell, I didn't watch it, because I'm not going to watch somebody walk into a firing, a metaphorical firing squad willingly. Why does he continue to do this? None of this is going to move voters. All it's going to do is give the legacy media and sleepy, creepy Joe Biden's campaign, when they're not playing, not breaking out the Spacho or whatever the hell the song is called, to try and appeal to Latino voters. Which, by the way, what's next? Is he going to pull hot sauce out of his pocket? I mean, you know, you have to know you're getting pandered to there. A 70 plus year old man does not have Despacio on his cell phone as a ringtone. Right? Anyway. No, Biden's not going to Louisiana. He'll fly over it and be like, hey, everybody, and continue flying. He ain't going here. It's a waste of a trip. But why does Trump have to do these things? He would get more out of a Reddit AMA, which, for some of you, Reddit is one of the biggest social media platforms in the world. And they do these things called Reddit AMAs, which, not really hard to break down. They're called Ask Me Anythings. That's why they're called Reddit AMAs. He would get more credit and more reach by having somebody moderate a Reddit AMA, an Ask Me Anything session, than to sit across from the midget George Stephanopoulos. I think if you saw, his chair was raised like 4 inches higher, and his seat cushion was inflated, so he looked just as tall as the 6'2 Trump, 6'3 Trump. But the deck is going to be stacked against you, President Trump, when you walk into these events. Why are you trying to kill me, President Trump? You know, and then that lady, that's disrespect. Let me finish my question. Lady, you stopped for 3 seconds. If this was a phone call, I would have been speaking over you by now. Nobody, since TV is a dead medium anyway, they just don't know it. They're being carried by streaming platforms. Who's watching this besides never Trumpers and people who hate Trump? Trump got more political impact with the Big Ten returning to college football, making that announcement today, than any of the crap he took last night in Philadelphia. More than that, he needs to stop subjecting them to himself to these. He needs, of course, He's trying to play ball. Right? But when you're not, the game is rigged, is what I'm trying to say. Because listen to this sentence. It goes into it. This is from MSN.com, which really, they just outsource USA Today, and they just put it in there and they say it's theirs. But so Trump scheduled this, and Trump did all this other nonsense. And ABC said they offered a similar town hall to Joe Biden, but they couldn't agree to a time with his campaign because nobody's going to air a 3:30 town hall because Biden's going to cut that sucker off at 4 so he can get to the early bird special at Luby's. And of course, Biden's doing one at 8 p.m. Thursday night in Scranton, which means it was filmed at 4 p.m. That's no way it's live. No way. But Trump, ABC said, hey, Biden, you want to do it? He's like, no. And they said, okay, we just can't agree to a time, right? Sorry. You don't have to do that. We have to break out. Conservatives, now is the time to be bold. Now is the time to be a trailblazer. Use the pandemic. Yeah, do the rallies. Do the in-person things. Do your campaign events. Don't do town halls. You can do a virtual town hall with Reddit or with Facebook or with somebody. Or just do one on YouTube. You'll get more viewers. You'll get more reach. You'll get more of an impact. But sitting across from Mini Stephanopoulos, who's like, wait, you're trying to... Shut up, George. Nobody cares what you think. You're an embarrassment. You're wearing lifts. Be quiet. Well, once again, because we have an example just in this headline from this MSNBC or this MSN article, Trump Town Hall in Pennsylvania. Three takeaways from the president on COVID, racism, and the military. Oh, so you set him up in three separate parts. And so President Trump took a lot of questions from the media recently about what he knew about the coronavirus, blah, 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 blah. And there was a setup for those three questions. Right? And of course, they're saying, oh, did you downplay the coronavirus because of that stupid Woodward book? Not to mine, which is not a phrase. I'm just trying to, yeah. But don't take into account that CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, Vox.com, every outlet was telling you, nah, don't worry about it. It's okay. Nah, don't worry about it. It's not. You can still find those articles out there. COVID-19 is not a big deal. I guess. And of course, we all know. I'm just being facetious. We all know. No matter what Trump did, he was going to get flack for it. If Trump came out and said, we all going to die, then everybody would have panicked. Well, Trump's inexperienced. It doesn't show leadership. Trump trying to keep people calm, as a leader should. You don't want the captain of the ship running through the mess hall saying, we're all going to die. Because that's going to go with panic. Or, you know, the ship is sinking. Save yourselves. You know, nobody's going to do that. No good captain anyway. You're going to say, hey, we're experiencing, we're sinking. I need everybody to kind of calmly get to the lifeboats. They won't do it anyway, but at least if you're trying to be calm, it may exude and it may filter out. But if you are in a position of leadership at any level, business, politics, sports, if you're a coach and your team is down by 7, let's use a football analogy, right? Your team's down by 7 and there's 2 minutes left and you go, yeah, well, we lost, so whatever, dude, who cares? Then your team's going to give up. If you motivate your team could potentially win. So when Trump tried to not instill panic, because remember, with that chain of thinking, we still ran out of toilet paper for 2 months. Right? So, of course, they hit him on that. And then the second one, these are all from Woodward's book. And I think Vittman's book is coming out and somebody else's book. There's just going to be books galore in the next 2 months of just nonsensical people trying to make their money by saying bad things about Trump. There is such an industry for that. Here's the problem. They're going to ask him about the Trump making disparaging comments about the military. When John bombing Rolling Thunder Bolton comes out and says, yeah, that's not real. And yet they push it. This is why Trump can't be in these settings. Because it's a setup. It's a setup. I tell you, it's a setup. They're using this opportunity to get him to say things about stuff that doesn't exist. You called the military losers. We're going to spend 5 minutes talking about this. Every person in my administration has debunked it. There's no audio of it. You've used unnamed sources. But nope. Because he went into this and he agreed to it, which he doesn't need to do. He doesn't need these town halls. And then he took questions on the racism and Make America Great Again slogan. We're gonna rehash that. Of course, the pastor doesn't realize when he says, "When was America great for African Americans?" I am not 100% schooled on this entire thing. But there was a period of time, the Black Wall Street was a period of time when America was great for African Americans. The first female millionaire was a black woman. Right? But we're going to rehash this. Oh, Make America Great Again is a dog whistle for black Americans or for white Americans. We're going to do this? That's not even a question. Right? That's not even a question. But it's a setup. It's another way to put Trump into this corner, even though Biden is on the record as being just as bad of a actual racist than Trump is. You look at Biden's record with African Americans, the crime bill, and what he said about black Americans, and you look at Trump's record in business, how he was one of the most beloved men in the hip-hop industry. Until he ran for president. But yet now he's been a closeted racist the whole time. And of course, they trotted out this three times. Black Americans are three times more likely than white Americans to be killed by police. Which is, when you look at it, you know, damn lies and statistics. Why are the police being called to those areas? Well, it's because the police, you know, is it because it's a Jacob Blake situation where a black woman is calling the police because a black man is harassing her? Right? But Trump supporting the police, he's going to win on that. So you're going to try and push that issue. Trump will win on that. But it's a setup job by the legacy media. Trump is not this stupid. So whoever, you know what? Trump, you should say this. I'll go into one of these town halls, but I want Kaylee McNamee. It's all in my head now, guys. I know how to say her name, but I can't say it because it's all in my head. I'm getting the alligator arms with her name. McEnany. I want her with me whenever I go into one of these town halls, or I want her off the side of the stage and I want to consult with her before every answer. If we're going to do this, I'm bringing my best asset, and that's her, right? She's the only bright spot in his administration. She's the only one that seems to know how to react to the legacy media and how to actually put them in their place. So I would bring her with me everywhere. Don't care. That's the only way if I was Trump that I would agree to any of those meet these town hall fake, you know, cozy environments. Those are not an actual sample size of independence. She really should. Justin, my amazing producer, brings up a good point. She should be really trying to prep him as much as possible. She probably is. But the issue is you can prep for so many things, but all it takes is one of these random questions that nobody can think of to get you off your whole game, which is why I would like to have her like a reliever. Like, I'm sorry, I don't like that question. Kaylee, come here. I need a couple minutes. All right. That's my thoughts on that. Stop doing the town halls, President Trump.